The American public has its first opportunity to see the work of Italian artist Claudio Parmigiani in Nashville, Tennessee. Claudio Parmigiani, Dematerialization is showing at the Frist Art Museum. Dr. Susan Edwards, executive director of the Frist, says Parmigiani's style is not easily defined.
He puts together things with 3D installations and 2D work and combines ready-mades with a sculptural fragment. But the signature process that he invented, and as far as I know, no one else uses, is called delocazione. And the word translates roughly into displacement. And that is something that's very photographic in nature. It will remind you of a photogram or a cyanotype in that it's sort of a reverse process. Maybe for people who don't know those photo terms, a batik, where what is absent is as important as what is present.
The works in Dematerialization are thoughtful creations. They may evoke different feelings or perhaps questions among those who see them. Dr. Edwards thinks it's a good idea to spend some time looking at each one and pondering what it means to us.
It reveals itself to you. So when you spend a little time with it, you kind of leave the cacophony of our world, the overload of images, the overload of sounds, and go into this place of quiet contemplation. And it directs your attention because everything extraneous goes away, and you're left with just this intimate engagement with a work of art, which is really how they're always meant to be experienced.
Most of the pieces in Dematerialization are untitled. Dr. Edwards explains that artists sometimes do this for more than one reason.
You know, it's an interesting thing because for some artists, untitled is a title, and for other artists, they just never wanted to give them a title. I think for Claudio, although I didn't broach this question deliberately with him, I think that again, once you give something a title, you're telling your viewer, you're giving them a little bit of a hint of where to go to figure out what this means. And when you're given that open-ended absence of closure, it leaves the responsibility to the viewer to sort of complete the meaning of the work.
Although Parmigiani's work has been seen in private galleries in the U.S., this is his first museum show in North America. Dr. Edwards reminds us that we don't have to be experts on modern art to find something relatable in this show.
I think that's true of any work of art because I don't think you need any prior knowledge. Art is, after all, visual and it's prelingual. So you can trust yourself on this work, which is sort of wonderful because he allows room for contemplation, for you to project your own understanding of the work.
Dr. Edwards would like to see visitors from around the U.S. come to the Frist and see Parmigiani's work in person. For those who cannot, they can
go online to fristartmuseum.org, where you can always find out more, but hopefully people will rush to see this in person and come with the expectation that you're fully empowered to interpret this work on an individual basis.
Claudio Parmigiani, Dematerialization, is showing at the Frist Art Museum until May 5th. The website, once again, is fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.